Here is a recording of my first trip to Woodbridge, Virginia, a place that meant a lot to me in my telephone days, because this was the first place that I ever encountered step-by-step with register senders. I'd heard about it before, but living in New York, I'd never encountered it, and the Bell system pretty much didn't have it. There were very few exceptions. Generally, this was an independent thing. The day I found this was sort of a stroke of good luck, because my parents and I were on a trip from New York to Atlanta, and we just happened to stop for gas in Woodbridge, Virginia. So of course I always went to the payphone, this time with a tape recorder and a pickup coil. Unfortunately, this being an independent company, my pickup coil didn't do a lot of good, because independent companies in the early 1970s, this was June 1973, they used payphones that had receivers that didn't put out enough electromagnetic signal for my pickup coil to pick up enough to make a really good recording. And so what you'll hear here in this first brief recording of Woodbridge, which actually is the CO called Occoquan, it's located in Occoquan, but Woodbridge is the main community that's served by it. What you'll hear here is way down in the tape noise thanks to the problem with independent payphones. However, you'll hear enough to know that this system was pretty interesting at the time.
I'm at a 703494 coin phone. It's common control step-by-step. A local dial pulse test is 415. It will now respond with three buzzes on a zero and just almost silence on anything else. It MFs 781 into Arlington 7037. When I dial 49, it dumps me into direct control selectors. Then I continue to dial a number. I'm now dialing 670. Quite a difference. 6676.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Unfortunately, that last part got cut off. That was a recording that had the ID at the end, 1972. And here you have the cryptic recording ID being used by a unique independent phone company, something that in those days would always pique my interest. Then there was the fact that by this time I'd called all over the US and Canada, and I'd never heard intercept that sounded like this. an independent company with centralized intercept with a unique operator answer tone.
Special operator, what number are you dialing?
There was not one, but two exotic busy signals in the 670 prefix. And then there was 493, something I haven't talked about yet, but we'll get to that later on, which I did discover that day. This was also the first time I ever heard a particular type of supervision test, which, until this point, I hadn't run into. And it turned out this system was Stromberg Carlson. The step was actually Stromberg XY. Sounds very much like step to a phone freak, but has a very different mechanical design. And, of course, the register senders were made by Stromberg Carlson as well, which meant they didn't have that buzz that the AE director system is so famous for. With all that, I had to get back to this area and research it fully and record it. And I got that opportunity in October 1973. When I came to Woodbridge, I brought a pickup coil and a microphone, and unfortunately, well, I ended up having to use the microphone, just like Mark Bernay used to do, to make the recordings, because there just weren't any phones that the pickup coil would work on. So now, using the material from August 1977, when I was able to make pretty good recordings, I'll give you the primer on step with register senders, because the Stromberg version of this is the easiest place to hear what it's up to. The AE director system, which was the most common one, is the hardest one to figure out by the sound. And then the Bell system version, which is very rare, is a little easier to figure out than the AE system, but again, not as easy as the Stromberg, which we have here in Prince William County. So, first of all, senderizing step is something that only happens on the outgoing side of the office. The incoming side is just like a regular step. Now, when you pick up your phone for a dial tone in any step, a line finder is triggered to start looking for your line, and when it finds you, it connects you to an associated first selector, which in a regular step will give you dial tone. In a senderized step, however, there's an access relay circuit in between the line finder and the associated first selector, which is used to insert a register sender between your line finder and your first selector for the dialing portion of the phone call. Once the outpulsing has been completed, that circuit is closed and the register sender is dropped out, and at that point, everything behaves like a normal step office. Now, of course, to get you a register sender, the access relay circuit has an appearance on a thing called a link finder, which acts like a line finder, except its job is to get a register sender to you. So when you pick up your phone in a senderized step office, there are two hunting operations going on. The line finder to get you an access relay circuit and a first selector, and simultaneously a link finder is also moving to get a register sender to your access relay circuit. Both the link finder and the line finder start moving at the same time, so the two hunting operations occur simultaneously, and getting a dial tone in a senderized step isn't really any slower than getting a dial tone in a regular step. The register sender will give you dial tone, you'll dial into it, and then it will dial into the switching train. So it becomes the surrogate dialer, and the dial tone is on the register sender, where normally, without this system, it would be on the first selector. The register sender stores your digits, and there's a translator which serves many register senders that it communicates with, and the translator tells it what to do, basically. The communication between the register sender and the translation equipment is the kind of thing that the phone freak never hears. That's going on behind the scenes. There is a kind of a pulsing sound event which occurs in the AE director system, but I don't think that's really the communication between the register sender and the translator. I think that's just a noise that happens when or after there has been communication. Fortunately for us, in the Stromberg system, you do hear the register sender acting on the switching train. Now, one of the things that register senders can provide for a step office is the ability to MF to other offices. Now, normally, a step office cannot MF, of course. The subscriber's dial has to actually dial out onto the outgoing trunk. Here, MFing is actually an option, and the way it'll work is that, for example, if there's a call that needs to go through the Arlington crossbar tandem, they've put the Arlington trunks on the 3 level of the first selector, and so if you dial a call that needs to go through Arlington, the register sender will actually dial a 3, wait for the flash, and MF the number. The Occoquan CO has 2 zones. The main zone is the one that serves Woodbridge, but there's a little bit of this CO that covers Fairfax County. That's called the Lorton Exchange, and for that they have a separate zone with its own office code 690. From here, you can call all the way to Arlington locally. Here's a call to a number 1 crossbar office in Falls Church. It will wait until the entire phone number is dialed, and then it'll dial a 3, wait for the flash on the trunk, and MF the number. That did happen pretty fast. Let me just slow it down for you. When I hit the last digit, it is immediately going to start dialing the 3 to get the Arlington trunk. Here's hitting the last digit. Okay, it dialed a 3, and now we hear that Stromberg honker low tone. Now, I don't know why it does this, but most of the register senders in Occoquan, whenever they're waiting for a flash from an outgoing trunk that is MF out, we do hear this tone in the background. I can assure you that the tone itself is serving no function, but it does happen. Now, of course, the 3 has been dialed, so we cut right into an Arlington trunk, and we'll hear it going off hook now. Okay, and now there's a tick coming from the Arlington tandem, followed by it going on hook. There. Now, it didn't go cheap, so we know this is a T-carrier trunk. And now the register sender MFs the number and drops out, leaving us on the Arlington trunk. Now, the Arlington tandem puts the call through to the crossbar 1 we're calling. And that's kind of cool, because here we have an independent step communicating into a Bell System northern urban environment, in this case, the Washington, D.C. area. And nothing special had to be done on the Washington, D.C. side of it. The Arlington crossbar tandem is receiving MF just as it would from a crossbar 5 office. One of the side benefits of register senders on step in the 1970s was that the 911 code was easy to activate even before there was any advanced equipment for it. From Manassas and from Occoquan, if you dialed 911, it would simply convert it to the local number for the police department. Now, at the time in those places, you could actually dial 911 and hang up after half a ring without wasting any of their time, because the call would just disappear. It would be the same as calling the old-fashioned number for the police department and hanging up after half a ring. There was nothing advanced like nowadays. Here's the register sender turning 911 into a local number for the police department in 1977. That was from Occoquan. Here's the same thing from Manassas in 1976, and of course, it's also dialing a local number, which is the last 5 digits in this case. once you have a register sender in between the subscriber and the switching train no longer has to look like the numbering plan. Why did they put the Arlington trunks on the 3 level? Because they could. The register sender makes it unnecessary to build the network based on the numbers. If there weren't register senders, and this were an all-step environment, there would have to be strict rules about which office codes could be assigned in certain areas. An example of this is Raleigh, where all the office codes began with 7 or 8, and that was absolutely necessary because there were small offices such as Fuquay Varina and Clayton that had local calling to Raleigh, didn't have register senders, and so they had to make all the Raleigh codes begin with 7 and 8 just so the TRIBs could reach the Raleigh tandem easily when dialing a phone number, again under the control of the subscriber's dial. So the register sender makes all that numbering rigidity unnecessary. We can call Manassas locally, and when we do, the register sender actually changes the phone number to something else. The Manassas trunks are on the 7 level of the first selector. Why? Because they wanted them to be right on the first selector, and they could put it wherever the heck they wanted, so they put it on 7. So if you call the 361 exchange in Manassas, the register sender here is going to dial 7-1. And then repeat your last 4 digits as you dial them. If you call 368, it'll dial 7-8. And the very fact that they have register senders that can convert the exchange code to a cryptic set of digits enables them to build this step network in whatever way they like. They set it up so that Manassas acts as a tandem for 2 satellite offices, Noakesville 594 and Independent Hill 791. Those office codes, 594 and 791, have nothing to do with the Manassas office codes that all begin with 36. But they do all go through Manassas from all over Prince William County because the register senders know to send it that way. So from the Occoquan office, for example, if you call 791 for Independent Hill, the register sender will dial 7, that goes to Manassas, followed by 2, which is the way to reach Independent Hill through Manassas. So 791 gets converted to 72, and then each of the last 4 digits are repeated after I dial them, like this. Now, of course, once you have register senders, touch tone on step is a breeze, as you've been hearing. This is more sophisticated than the usual touch tone on step because in most places that have step with touch tone, you just have these things that convert the touch tone to dial pulse and don't have any more smarts than that, except to know how many digits to terminate on. Here's an intra-office call from Woodbridge to a 494 number. They've set it up so that the 494 numbers are on the 4 level of the first selector. So when I dial the office code 494, the register sender simply converts that to 4. Then it dials my last 4 digits after I dial them. That was distorted, and I apologize for that. My tape recorder had a preamp that was malfunctioning, and, well, that's a whole other story. But anyway, intra-office calls from a rotary dial phone are more interesting than this, because, well, let me just show you. I'm going to pick up the phone and dial 49. Now, what just happened there is that the register sender simply dropped out. And the reason it can do that is that the only two office codes in the local calling area that begin with 49 are 491 and 494. And those are right here in the Occoquan Central Office. And they've got the 491 numbers on the one level of the first selector. And by the way, they couldn't do that if they didn't have this register sender system, because the one level would have to be reserved for long distance calls. But here they can put everything where they want them. So the 491 numbers are on 1, the 494 numbers are on 4, and for that reason, if a rotary dial subscriber just dials 49, the register sender can just drop out and let the subscriber dial the rest of the number. And you'll hear that I am controlling the selectors directly, just as if this were a normal step. Or I should say a normal Stromberg XY, because there are subtle differences in the way it sounds, but it's really subtle. The one that you can kind of tell is that the cut-ins on the Stromberg XY are longer, as if it goes out of its way not to pick the first trunk available. And that is something I've seen in Stromberg XYs. Even in the middle of the night, you'll see that it's not picking the first trunk. I don't want to explain why they might want to do that, but suffice it to say that building a step office is complicated enough, and if the XY can use the trunks more efficiently, then it probably makes it a lot easier to plan it and build it. Anyway, let me dial the rest of the number now.
The number you have reached in Occoquan, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
Special operator, what number are you dialing?
494-9374.
Who's that number listed for, please?
I think it's a coin phone somewhere.
I believe it is too. Do you know what business it would most likely be under?
No, I don't. Someone just gave me that number they're at. Are there some coin phones where you can't call people or something?
No, in this area you should be able to reach them all. Some areas that they haven't fixed that way, but not here.
Well, I must have.
Not unless it's something new.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll, I must have gotten it wrong. I'll have them call me back. Thanks.
All right.
Now let's do that again. I'm going to pick up a rotary dial phone, and I'm going to dial 49. This is the stuff that I discovered on my first trip to this place. What we've just done is dial 49, which causes the register sender to completely drop out. We're sitting on the first selector. This is where dial tone would be were this a normal step. And, as you know, we have 491 on 1 and 494 on 4. But now that the register sender is out of the picture, we can explore the switching train directly. And so if we dial something other than 1 or 4, we'll be doing something that customers are not supposed to do. Now, I showed you a call going through the Arlington Crossbar Tandem a few calls ago. It MF'd out. There's no register sender here now, so if I dial a 3, which is where the Arlington trunks are... Now, if you're a phone freak, this is like hitting the jackpot, because we have just been dumped into a trunk to a crossbar tandem, which, if I have a tape of MF tones or an MFing device, I could actually call anything in the Washington, D.C. area for free and with no record being made of the call. And you could probably get out to the rest of the world by starting with Arlington and going through Silver Spring, Maryland. In any event, the recording will come on any minute now. Well, the recording's not working today, but that is supposed to be 7037. That's the recording ID for this tandem. So here you have a Phone Freak's dream, a non-ticketing access, just by picking up the phone and dialing 493. I mean, is that easy or what? You can also use the technique of dropping the register sender and dialing stuff you're not supposed to dial to observe calls going through the network directly that normally you would not hear. For example, here's how a call to 594, Noakesville, sounds when you dial it normally. We did hear the register sender dialing, but we didn't hear the call progressing because the register sender was on the line the whole time. If you want to hear the call actually going through, step by step, all you have to do is dial 49 to drop the register sender, and then dial what it would have dialed, like this. I'll dial 49. You know, this is so nice because the AE director system is really hard to do this with. I know in Edenton, North Carolina, I was dialing 111 just to get it into a holding pattern, and then I was trying to flash, and I had to flash the right amount of time, and if you flash too long, it would end up dropping out and dialing a 1, and so this is really nice. You just dial 49, bloop, and here you are. We have just dispensed with the register sender, and the Manassas trunks are on 7. So let's dial a 7. And here the trunk noise is obvious. You can hear the call progressing. We have reached Manassas. 4 is the code for Noakesville. Okay, and then the last 4 digits of a supervision test. Now, in the United Kingdom at the time, senderized step was everywhere, and it was actually illegal to do what I just did. That's because their long-distance network for the whole country was very much like this local network in Prince William County, except more complex.
Every exchange has got its own book.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't believe the complexity of the English routing system.
I'd believe it.
There were phone freaks who knew all the routings, and of course, there was a different code for calling every place from every place.
The fact is that if you're going to get into phones, you've got to remember about 300 or 400 routings.
Yay.
And the fact that we have routings like that, I assure you, separates the wheat from the chaff, if you know that expression.
Yes, sir.
Right.
In Prince William County, you won't hear me using funny dialing to avoid long-distance charges, simply because the only multi-zone office we have, Occoquan, doesn't really have anything you can rotary dial your way into that would be long distance otherwise. But you will hear calls being made by dropping the register sender and dialing the cryptic codes for things, just because it's cool. For example, to call Noakesville 594 from the Occoquan zone, either one, you dial 49 to drop the register sender, then 7 for Manassas and 4 for Noakesville, then the last 4 digits. To do it from Manassas itself, that would be 36 to drop the register sender, 27 to get to Noakesville, and the last 4 digits. From Dale City, it would be 670 to drop the register sender, 16 for Manassas, and 4 for Noakesville, plus the last 4 digits. You get the idea. And by the way, the routings from Dale City changed between the 2 visits that I made, so that when I came there in 1977, it was a completely different switching train, and all the codes were different. So I went through and figured it out again.
512-411-39-56-177-71.
Let's get on with the lecture, Derek.
Now, as I said, this was my first encountering of STEP that had register senders, and you know, it's good, because this system was a lot simpler than the AE director system, which I encountered in the Elizabeth City area. Because sometimes when you make an intra-office call in the AE system, it has this way of pulsing a digit along with your dial in a way that is so subtle that you don't even know it's happened. Then it drops, and you find yourself on the switching train with something having been dialed. I remember the first time I encountered this was in the northern part of Charlottesville, Virginia, the 973 exchange. I picked up the phone and dialed 973 and heard the register sender drop, and I thought, oh good, that's the way to drop the register sender, and I can dial whatever I want. But I soon realized that it was pulsing the 3 of 973 right along with my dial and then dropping. So, very sneaky, the AE director system. The Stromberg system never does that, at least not in the exposure I've had to it, which is Prince William County plus Lexington, South Carolina. Much easier to understand. In the next segment, I'll be giving you a tour of Prince William County as I found it in October 1973 when I returned to Woodbridge and recorded the Occoquan CO from that side, with a microphone, unfortunately. But I'll be dubbing in recordings from August 77 so that you can hear some good quality stuff as recorded from this CO as well.